With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. California Governor Gavin Newsom greeted President Trump on the tarmac in Los Angeles as the president came to view the devastation of the Southern California wildfires. Mr. Trump said it was important to work together.
We're looking to get something completed, and the way you get it completed is to work together. It's the governor of the state, and we're going to get it completed. They're going to need a lot of federal help. Unless you don't need any, which would be okay.
We're going to need a lot of federal help.
So we're going to take care of things.
The words come as President Trump said earlier today in North Carolina that he was seriously considering getting rid of the Federal Emergency Management Agency. Top congressional leaders joined tens of thousands of people at the March for Life in Washington today, White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
I would like to welcome you to the 52nd March for Life.
The crowd of pro-life marchers heard directly from the top two Republicans in Congress, Senate Majority Leader John Thune.
Every life is precious.
And Speaker of the House Mike Johnson.
My friends, House and Senate Republicans are committed to protecting innocent life.
March for Life President Jeanne Mancini said every human life has inherent dignity, and that's why the annual march continues. Greg Clugston, Washington.
There are mixed feelings in Israel about the ceasefire hostage release deal. Israeli podcaster Ruthie Bloom tells the Salem Radio Network.
This entire deal is distressing because it requires Israel to basically admit some kind of defeat in a war that we were winning.
Furthermore, Bloom stresses that only 33 Israeli hostages are set to be released. This is SRN News. A new Muslim terrorist group is operating in Nigeria.
The African country is already beset with two such organizations, Boko Haram and the Fulani Herdsmen, and now Lakarawa has arrived. It's not actually a new group, but it's been terrorizing neighboring Mali and Niger for a number of years. But now Lakarawa has set its sights on Nigeria, killing numerous Christians in the country's troubled northern region recently. Tens of thousands of believers have died at the hands of Islamic terrorists over the last decade. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A poll by the Public Religion Research Institute finds a majority of white evangelicals agree being Christian is an important part of being truly American. The poll also says 55% of Hispanic Protestants agree, as do 40% of black Protestants. The survey reports more than a third of Muslims in the country say the U.S. government should promote Christian moral values but not make Christianity the official religion. SRN News. A New York legislature proposal could make it a crime for people to wear face masks to harass or threaten someone.
The bill would create the crime of mass harassment under the state's existing harassment laws and contain several exemptions for people who wear masks for medical reasons or during cold weather. Civil liberties groups have pushed back against mask bans and said this proposal is too vague and could result in selective enforcement against people expressing free speech rights. It's not clear how the bill will fare in the state legislature, but Governor Kathy Hochul expressed willingness to consider such proposals. John Scott reports.
A man who survived being shoved onto subway tracks ahead of an oncoming train in New York City says that in spite of the trauma, he eventually plans to make his way back to the train. Joseph Linsky said that New York is his home and he won't be intimidated. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.